Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WAJR-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now, your host, author, teacher, and pastor, Doug Joseph.
Welcome. Last week, we brought you part one of a message entitled Remember, and today we're going to bring you part two. But first, let's get things started off right with some great music by our friends Phillips, Craig, and Dean. This song is entitled Hallelujah, Your Love is Amazing.
Your love is amazing, steady and unchanging. Your love is a mountain firm beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me. When I am surrounded, your love carries me. Your love is surprising, and I can feel it rising. All the joy that's growing.
Oh, I do like that song. It's just one of many by Phillips, Craig, and Dean that I like. Some of you may be interested to know where you can go to buy Phillips, Craig, and Dean music. Those three names are the last names of the three men in the group, Phillips, Craig, and Dean.com. It's spelled out. Phillips has two L's, and the word and is spelled out, A-N-D. That's Phillips, Craig, and Dean.com, and you can buy wonderful music by this precious Holy Ghost-filled group of songwriters and singers and musicians. Wonderful, wonderful group. We really appreciate them. Let's play one more song by them before we get into playing part two of the message, a very important message that we delivered to our local assembly entitled Remember. This song by Phillips, Craig, and Dean is entitled Only You. Amen. And it is so true that only a relationship with Him, only a relationship with the Lord, can bring true fulfillment to our life. And the Lord blesses us with bringing that fulfillment to us through our families, our church families, and through ministering to the needs of people. And as we serve Him and serve one another, He brings wonderful fulfillment. Even in the midst of this sin-cursed world, He helps us to find fulfillment this side of the grave. And how wonderful it will be in the resurrection, and what wonderful fulfillment there will be in life beyond the grave. But this topic of finding fulfillment this side of the grave was the main topic, the main thrust of a very important message that we delivered to our local church entitled Remember. And we want to play part two for you, and you can download part one from our website at cac.us.com. All right, let's roll the tape.
They call them thrill seekers. I know that people can get addicted to anything. There's people that get addicted to gambling. There's people that get addicted to all manner of things. Did you know that there are people that are addicted to anger? Did you know that when you get angry, in just a few seconds, your body races through all of the vitamin C, and your body goes into a mode of kicking up adrenaline and endorphins, and there is a little bit of a buzz or a high. And there are actually people that will look for an excuse to get angry and work themselves up into a lather because they're addicted to the buzz of anger. I know there are people that can get addicted to anything, and there are people that get addicted to thrill seeking. But that millionaire, Steve Fawcett, his addiction cost him his life. Solomon said, in effect, that I did not withhold anything from myself. Now he did comment that all the while he kept his wisdom. Now, I'm not sure if Solomon was alive in our day, I'm not sure if Solomon would have tried skydiving and base jumping and say that he was trying all these things to try to see if life could give him fulfillment. I'm not sure if he would have tried that stuff. But the Bible does say that he offered no limitation to himself. He went into amassing wealth and amassing power and status and glory. He went into amassing wives. Now, to me, that's as stupid as jumping out of a good airplane. What in the world would a man want with 1,000 wives? I only need one. 1,000 wives. There's something wrong there. I don't know why I was looking back at the elders. Maybe I was just wanting an amen or something. He said, I designed parks and had parks built. I designed houses and buildings and had those built. I planted gardens and cultivated gardens. He said, I amassed more cattle, more wealth, more gold, more power than any king in the history of Jerusalem. And he said, when I had done everything, married every wife that I thought I wanted, and built everything I thought I wanted to build, and amassed everything, when he gathered all of that up and held it up to see if it gave his life any fulfillment, he sat back and he said, nope, nothing. It's all vanity. It is all vanity. The only way you can find fulfillment in this sin-cursed life is to hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Keep His commandments. Get you one wife, sir, and thank God if you're blessed with some children. And tell God thank you if He trusts you with a handicapped child. I had one uncle that had 7 children. I had another uncle that had 9 children. Out of his 9 children, all of them were tall, strong, beautiful, intelligent, and one of them was a brilliant brain trapped in a handicapped body. MD, muscular dystrophy. My cousin with muscular dystrophy, Timmy, he graduated high school. He's in a wheelchair all of his life. He barely has enough control to shove the stick to make the wheelchair go where he wants it to go. Brilliant. Trapped in a sin-cursed body racked with disease. Timmy graduated from college. Timmy got a job at the university. Timmy got his own apartment. Timmy loves God. He's full of the Holy Ghost. And Timmy touches lives everywhere he goes. Yet Darwin says he doesn't deserve to live. Darwin says that because my uncle and aunt produced him, that they didn't deserve to breed. Hitler agreed. Eugenics doctors in America would have agreed at one point in our history. Do you know that my aunt and my uncle, their children, one of them, my cousin Ben, became a preacher, pastoring a church. But supposedly my aunt and uncle didn't deserve the right to breed. One of them, my cousin John, has become a wealthy multi-millionaire. But yet, eugenics and Darwin would say, my aunt and uncle didn't have a right to breed. Sir, if God blesses you with a child that's not handicapped, love your child, be thankful for your child. If God trusts you with a child that is handicapped, be thankful to God and love your child. Church, if God blesses us with intelligent people, we thank God and we do the work of God. If God trusts us with people that are lacking in intelligence, thank God and love them and be a church family together. Yes. If you come to church and you hug Callie, and you go home and have a chocolate brownie and you love God, you will be getting more enjoyment out of life than Solomon did after being the most wealthy man in all the world. You will have more fulfillment out of this sin-cursed life. If you just love your wife, love your kids, love your church, and love the lost and do the work of God, you will get more fulfillment than Warren Buffett with all his billions. I don't know if y'all know who Warren Buffett is. Anybody know who Warren Buffett is? Berkshire Hathaway. You know, some companies, their stock goes for $2 or $3 a share. If the company's really successful, their stock goes for $200 or $300 a share. To buy one share of Berkshire Hathaway stock, like $2,000, one share. The guy has billions of dollars. I like to shake his hand sometime and say, "Sir, I believe I'm wealthier than you." Not in this world's wealth. But look at my church. And look at my family. And look at these kids. And look at the Holy Ghost that God gave me. And I once was dead and now I'm alive. I once was blind, but now I see. I once was lost, but now I'm found. And you want to tell me that money is worth more than that? No, 1,000 times no. Money can't buy that. It's impossible. It is the free gift of God. The first verse I read tonight says, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth." If I could call to witness, if this were a courtroom tonight, and there was a witness stand here, and I could call a witness from anywhere, in this world, or in heaven above, or in the abode of the dead beneath, if I could call as a witness to have our dear departed friend, Jack Murphy, to come, he would sit here on the witness stand and he would tell you, the day will come when your youth will fade. The day will come when your strength will ebb away. The day will come when the time of your departure is at hand. And at that time, it will not matter whether anybody thought you were handsome. It will not matter whether anybody thought you were smart. It will not matter how much money you gathered up. It will not matter how many times you cheated your family so you could work more overtime hours. It will not matter how rich your bank account was or how many shares of Berkshire Hathaway you own. What will matter is, did you love God with all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your strength? And did you love people? And did you love your family? Did you love your wife? Did you love your kids? Did you love the lost? That is what matters in the end. Did you love people whose skin is a different color than yours? Did you love people whose IQ was higher than yours? Or did you spurn them because you were intimidated by their intelligence? Did you love people who stank because they have no place to sleep and no place to bathe? Did you love people who were wealthy, or did you envy them their wealth and judge them in advance as a snob? You know, the Bible says preach the gospel to every creature. Who are we to decide that somebody is so rich that they don't need God? Who are we to decide that somebody is so slovenly and stinks so bad in their homeless condition that they just surely God doesn't expect me to witness to that person? When I was a younger man, I used to pray, "God, guide me to the hungry soul." I prayed it a lot. And one day in despair, I was accosted by the Lord when I said, "Lord, I pray, guide me to the hungry soul, and I don't feel like you're guiding me." And he said, "I didn't tell you to preach the gospel to the hungry souls. I told you to preach the gospel to every creature." How many times we pass by somebody saying, "Oh Lord, guide me to who to witness to." And the Lord's saying, "They're all around you. They're all around you." Let me tell you who the ones closest to you are that you need to witness to and preach to. Your kids. And you need to not only witness to and teach and preach to your kids, but you need to be careful of who else and what else you let preach and teach to your kids. We're in a tug of war with the world, and our kids are at stake. The last thing I want to do is give any advantage to that force of darkness that's pulling on the far end of the rope. And so it was that on October 1984. In a little office in Shreveport, Louisiana, a man of God by the name of Dan Ehrlich laid his hand on a skinny 16-year-old boy. And the Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost. And I spoke with tongues. And I was baptized in Jesus' name. Remember being used in the gifts of the Spirit. Remember witnessing to the lost. Remember interceding in prayer. Remember studying and praying and studying. Remember packing your heart with truth and the Word of God. I'm healthy now. I take no medicines. I spend each day pain-free, except for the occasional bout of sickness, very rare. But the day will come when my organs will begin to fail me. It is appointed unto man once to die. Solomon did everything he could to try to get fulfillment this side of death. And he said, can't be done. You just got to fear God and keep His commandments and enjoy the simple pleasures that God gives. I called Brother Billy Cole on the phone tonight in the hospital. He said they took 4 liters. I want you to imagine that I went to the store and I bought a 2-liter bottle of Coca-Cola and another 2-liter bottle of Coca-Cola. I want you to imagine how much fluid is in those 2 bottles. That is 4 liters. That is how much fluid they drained in the first day of being at the hospital for congestive heart failure. The second bout, this time in the hospital. One day, they drew 4 liters off of him. And they've drawn more fluid off of him since then. Honey, how old is Brother Cole? 74. If the Lord Jesus tarries very long, we'll be at a funeral. I hope he's got 5, 10 more years. I don't know. You know, everybody told him, what was it, 10 or 11 or 12 years ago when he had the massive heart attack. It's all over. He's still here. I don't know how much longer he has. He keeps surprising everybody. I hope he keeps on surprising everybody. But folks, when you're laying in a hospital at the end of life, you want to be able to look back, not to say, I was successful in business. I was pretty. I was rich. Everybody liked me. No. When the undertaker comes calling, you want to look back and say, I loved God. Yes. And I loved people. Yes. And I feared God. And I kept His commandments. There's fulfillment. Now that and some chocolate cake. There's fulfillment there. You can't forget chocolate cake. And I want to tell you that if you have not yet had the glorious experience of laying your heart at the throne of Jesus like an empty cup and watching while God pours His own Spirit into you, if you have not had the wonderful experience of receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I want to tell you that you're making a colossal mistake by not having that in your life. And you can stop, you can end the path of wrong priorities and get that experience in your life right now. We spend our days being told by magazines and billboards and radio commercials and TV commercials and popular culture and the spirit of the age and the spirit of the prince of this world that we need to make ourselves more beautiful on the outside and we need to make ourselves more successful and earn more money and who cares about staying married to your first love. Dump them and go get a trophy wife. Folks, if you're here tonight and way down on the inside, you know that you know that you know that the message of popular culture is a lie. And you know that real fulfillment in this sin-cursed life comes from serving God and loving God and loving people. I want to invite you to come. There is a Savior. There is a Savior waiting in this altar to fellowship with you, waiting to love you, waiting to talk to you, waiting to give you wisdom and guidance. Let's just come and spend some time in prayer with that Savior. Let's let the Lord talk to us about what really matters in life. Hallelujah. Many are coming. Folks, don't sit back in the pew and not come find a place to pray. The Lord wants to do something powerful in our lives here tonight. Let's come. Come on, every young person. Every young person ought to be up here. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Young people don't have to grow old and mess up before you can realize what really counts in life.
And what a great move of God there was in the altars of Christian Apostolic Church that night as the Lord touched hearts and moved in our lives. I encourage you that wherever you are and whatever you're doing right now, you can stop and pray, and the Lord can touch you. You can even receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost right where you are. We've known people receive the Holy Ghost while washing dishes, driving a truck. The Lord wants to breathe new life into you by filling you with His Spirit right now. Join us again next week, and until then, feel free to contact us with any questions. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com. Catch the Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WAJR-FM.